So the Gemara continues the Gabi Redini of Tfilas Aderech. Zog the Gemara. Taf Lamed Omed Aleph, the third line. Emas Matzli. From when does a person make the Tfilas Aderech? Zog the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yankov, Om Rav Chizda, Mishor Shemahalich Baderech. From when you start going Baderech. So there's different Gersoris over here. Some Mishoinim Agoris, the Rashi and the Meiri, which means, the Taz explains in Siman Kuf Yud, that means that you machzik atzmai, that I'm assuring myself I'm leaving. A person that's still driving around in the city, who said he's going to leave? He might change his mind. Once you machzik baderech, once you're mahalach baderech, so then you're assured, then you're taka on your way out, you're assured that you're traveling, you're indeed going to travel, you're not changing your mind. So then taka, you say tefillas aderech. So that's be'emas matzi. From when do you say tefillas aderech? Om Reb Yankov, Om Reb Chizda, Mishosh Mahalach Baderech. When you're on the road, when you're machzik baderech. At kamo. So at kamo means Rashi says at kamo zman al ispalel, meaning for how long could you still say tefillas aderech on the road? When you're almost there, you don't say tefillas aderech anymore. So how far into the travel could you say tefillas aderech? Om Reb Yankov. That's what Rashi understands. Om Reb Yankov, Om Reb Chizda, at parsa. At Parsa, Zogt Rashi, Avaloyla Acha Sholach Parsa. After you already traveled to Parsa, it's ready passe. Then already you're too much into the road, into the travel. Then there's no Tfilas Aderech anymore. That's one pshat. Rashi brings a Bahag, another pshat, U Bahag Befarish, At Kami Yavakish Leilech Sheetzorich Lispalel. At Parsa. Meaning, what's the amount that you travel, that it's the minimal amount of travel that you can say, now it's considered I traveled a certain distance and now I say Tfilas Aderech. It has to be a distance of a parsa. Not pshat is, until a parsa out, that's the time you can say Tfilas Aderech. But the distance has to be at least a distance of a parsa. That's the Bahag's pshat. I feel ain't a leilich alat parsa. Even if you're only going to travel a parsa, you can say Tfilas Aderech. Al aderech pochus mi parsa. But if the road you're traveling is less than a whole parsa, ain't zoch lispal tfilazu, then you don't daven this tfilah. So that's meanwhile two pshatim in the Rishonim, Rashi in the Bahag. There's other pshatim. Others understand that after a person traveled a parsa, so they explain this, the pshat in the Rashi, that after a person traveled a parsa, then you're not anymore considered a nimlach, right? The Gemara said before that you're nimlach b'koin of etzei. You have to, so to speak, ask permission. We ask, what does it mean, ask permission? Permission, how do you know you have permission? So the Nidavira says, "Im shogut philosophy fiv," then you know you got the permission. But if it's a nimlach dikadin, so after that, what are you asking permission? You're not considered nimlach anymore. Nimlach means at the start, at the onset, you ask permission. The Ma'aseh says, "Other pshatim in at parsa." The Ben Yon learns at parsa means lechatchila dikadin. But avada yamuta to say even after a parsa. La halacha la Ma'aseh in Simukuv Zayin, it comes out shtein shulchan aruch that if your intention is to go a parsa, Then you say it, Taka. You say it when you chutz le'ir, when you machzik baderech, and less than a parsa, you Taka don't say, you're not choysim with the bracha, unless you Taka in a makam sakona. Because tefillas aderech be'etzim is also for a makam sakona, not just the nimlach shaboy. So as the makam sakona, so then you could say it even less than a parsa, as a shen shuchnoch. Zok tu mora vehechi matzli. And what is this tefillah? How do you say it? So Rashi says, Tois says it's going on tefillas aderech. Vehechi matzilo. The other option is going on all Tfilah Ketzoris. How do you say the Tfilah Ketzoris that we had in the Gemara before? How do you say Tfilah Sederech? You have to stand up. That means if you're sitting on a donkey or you're sitting in a car, you stand up. You have to get out and stand. That no, even while you're traveling. Traveling means while you're sitting on the coach, and while you're sitting in the car. Rav Chizda, Rav Sheish is Avek Ha'azi Be'ucha. Dr. Mar Taka Meis Shehoya, based on these machlekes. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheish were traveling together. Kom Rav Chizda stood up, Kom Atzli, and he davened. Tfil Sadech. Om Rav Sheish is Leshamei. So Rav Sheish is, who Rashi says was a Sagi Nor, so he realized that Rav Chizda is standing, so he told the Shamish, Mai Ka'ovid, what's he doing? He didn't chap, because he didn't see. So Mai Ka'ovid Rav Chizda, Om Alei, Koyi U'matzli. He's standing and davening. Tfil Sadech, or Tfil Ketzora. Omalei, ukben amali didi, so stand me up too. Even though I bet some old, you can sit. Mahalach. But I'll also do it. Once he is doing it, I'll do it. Meaning, if good is next to me, I could be mispalim umet, and so I might as well do it. Afapi that I hold that it's mutter zagrashi, but the ma'aseh I'll do it too. Now, Tosis over here, Rabbi says, atfilas aderech koi v'rav sheshes or ma'afilu mahalach. And that's how we talk a paskin, that you can say tefillas aderech even sitting down like we're noyik taka. The kaimelon krav sheshes. And that's how we talk a paskin. The Rif says, like we go krav chizdes, adi petvei. Zog teis, zog demo vayta, mai iko, bein havineinu, letilak tzore. So according to other shitas that this whole last Gemara was going on tefillah k'tzorah, so Mamash going back into tefillah k'tzorah. Ma'ik ben Avinenu tefillah k'tzorah. We noticed two tefillahs. One of them is Avinenu, where we had the whole short Shemina Esrei, and one is tefillah k'tzorah, the one line Shemina Esrei, Shemaya Tefillah. Zok bar Avinenu boy letzluye gimel kabaisa v'gimel baskaisa. Number one, you have to say the gimel kabaisa v'gimel baskaisa. V'chimote lebeis lo boy lemhed letzluye you yoytze davening. You have to daven again. You don't say gimel shonis gimel chonis. But when you come home, boil mahadalit sluye. You have to daven again. Hilchaso havineinu meumed. Havineinu is taka meumed. Because since you taka yoytze chovis tefillah, so it's taka meumed. Mash egen tefillah k'tzora is bein meumed bein mahalach. And according to the Rishonim that learned the last Gemara was of Sheish of Chizus, so it's Mamash this. But a couple of Tvesis learns that it's going to Tvil Saderech, but Tvil Ktsore is Beim Umed Beim Mahalach, because you're talking out Yoitz Tvila with it. Like we said, you come home, you have to daven again. So that's why Tak can be Beim Umed Beim Mahalach. So it comes out in all the different cases of Gemaras that we had in the Gabi Tvila. So Shemona Esrei, you daven Avadim Umed in the city regular. Havineinu, you daven mu'umid, and you do it when you're yoitze, when you're hoilich baderech, when you're in the traveling, when you're running out to go on a travel, so you have to daven aminenu. Tefillah k'tzora is banis sakona, and you taken like yoitze tefillah k'tzora, and even mahalach you taken yoitze, you have to daven again, and it was taka misukan. If what are you doing it for? If you anyways have daven again, so you shouldn't go through the day without tefillah, or that time you shouldn't go throughout tefillah. And tefillah saderech is meumed according to Rav Chizda and according to Rav Sheshes Af Meyushev, and it was nesukin for holchei drachim. Havineinu bizman hazeh lemaisa, we don't daven, and the reason is Shaitan Meshabura, because you won't be mechaven with that either. You want to do a short version of mechaven? We're not going to be mechaven avineinu either. Lemaisa the Meshabura the Bialoch I think brings that a choyler could daven avineinu bizman hazeh. If someone is a choyler, he could daven avineinu. Or if, let's say, the Zman is about to pass, you can daven avineinu. But as a stomach, we don't stop daven avineinu because of kavona. Zok de gemara, hoye roichav al chamor. If someone is roichav al chamor, so he said, like, I'll be going off the chamor and be mechaven towards based Yerushalayim. Zok gemara ton rabbanon, roichav al chamor, v'igi hazman tefillah. Im yesh lo mishiyach es chamor, if someone can hold onto his donkey so he can get off it, yered lamata v'yispal. Vim lav, and if you can't have someone watching his donkey, so yesh mekoyim, you daven while you are sitting. And that's takada halacha, that a person can daven while he's traveling, he's traveling in an airplane. All these halachas apply, be'etzim, you can daven while you're sitting. Rabbi Oimer, benkach, benkach, yesh mekoyim. Even if there isn't someone that's able to watch, or if there is, it's irrelevant. Even if there is someone to watch, you can always daven in your place. Why? If you stand, you're not going to be miyushev. What's going to be my donkey? He's watching it. He's yes watching it. So you're nervous. So Mela, Rashi says shekoshal of ikuvaderech, which means that if you're going to get off, so then you are going to be nervous about your whole trip. So then you're not going to concentrate. Right. It's a chiddush that the concentration overrides the standing up. You stay sitting down.
It's not even a
hefsin mamon.
It's just a matter.
Right, ikva there, but it's gonna affect the kavona. So once it's gonna affect the kavona, he says it's odif to daven sitting down. Halacha lemaisa. That's how we feel it on an airplane. To stand up, people don't have kavona standing up. When people are walking by the aisle serving meals, that's Shlomo Zalman said, sit in your place. Halach baderech is bespal of a yoshev. To stand up and being knocked over and being worried about what the stewardess say and do and walk by you. You sit down and you daven in your seat.
You can daven
in your seat while you're sitting when you're traveling, 100%. Right. Same, right? You have to go to an airplane, you're right. Someone is traveling to work, and that's right. Al Kaparim sagt ihm mal weiter. Oh my God, we tame Reb Shua ben Levi. Halacha ke Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe. Ben kachu ben kach yoshim koyim. That's the halacha. When a person is traveling, if a person could, then he can get out of his car and there's a minion in the gas station. Okay, that's something else. But pshat is be ikad din. You mispal when you yoshim beholich baderech. Zog ma ton rabbonon. Suma umeshein yochel chavin esaru chois. Someone who is blind and he can't be mechavin the direction that he's davening to. So you have a libo connected over Shabbos Shemayim. You see, you have a libo. Shenem avis palal Hashem. Hoya oymed bechutz loretz. V'in chutz loretz, you have a libo connected Eretz Yisrael. Shenem avis palal elecha derech atzom. Hoya oymed beitz chol, you have a libo connected Yerushalayim. Shenem avis palal Hashem derech ha'il. Asher b'charto. Hoya oymed Yerushalayim, you have a libo connected beis ha'mikdosh. Shenem avis palal ha'bayis hazeh. Hoya oymed beis ha'mikdosh, you have a libo connected beis kodesh ha'kadoshim. Shenem avis palal ha'mokim hazeh. Hoya oymed beis kodesh ha'kadoshim, you have a libo connected beis ha'kapoyres. You have to the kapoyres. Now, some take out this lashon because the Rif is not goyis this. The Rambam because in Hilchos Tefillah because who is mispalling the kodesh hakadoshim? The kohen wasn't mispalling the kodesh hakadoshim. The kohen gadol was there once a year on Yom Kippur. He was spalling the base by his achitza and chitzayin yakoponim. But the Gemara is not relevant. Oyim base kodesh hakadoshim. Hoyoyim achore base hakapoyres. If you stand in those 11 amos behind the kapoyres, yira atz bekilu lifnei kapoyres nimtze comes out. That the directions you face are always going to be towards one direction. Oy me b'mizroch machzeh ponov l'mayrov. B'mayrov, if you're in the mayrov side, machzeh ponov l'mizroch. B'dorim machzeh ponov l'tzofen. B'tzofen machzeh ponov l'dorim. Nimtzu koyishom chuvonim. Mechavnim es libom l'mokoyim echod. Om rabam vitem rabavino my koro. Where does we see this in the posuk? Zog di gemara. K'migdal dovid tzavorech bonui. It's built like a tower. Migdal dovid. Bonui l'talpiois. Talpiois. Tail shekol pios poinim boy. It's a tail that all pios are koinim poinim boy. The Mishabura in Siman Tzadi Dalet says that be'etzim every time a person davens Shemone Esrei, the loss of the Mishabura is yachshev beliboy koinim shemispalul kilo oimed bekodesh hakadoshim bebeis hamikdash. That's the whole purpose. Your kavona is connected to beis hamikdash. When you're not facing, so you have to have that in mind. So when you're facing, for sure you have to have that in mind. So you have to be mechaven as if I'm standing now in front of the kodesh hakadoshim and being mispalul my tefillah. Zok dig mor avu de shmu ve levi ke ave boile mefek lu ucha ve mekadmi u matzli avu de shmu ve levi before they traveled on the road they used to daven prior to going on the road. So Rashi says over here, zok Rashi, so Rashi is a big chiddush. Others take out these gifts of Rashi. Rashi is saying that they daven before Alois. What do you mean before Alois? Before Alois is not daven. We know you can daven before Netz, after Alois. That's considered, even though it's not the ideal man, you're yoitzer. Hoylich v'derech, things like that. Rashi says, koidem ayoyim. Toys the right way argues on this. Zok Toysus, have a matzli. Where is it? Oh. Avu de Shmuel v'Levi avu mekadmi u'matzi. Pirush Rashi, koydem amud ha-shachar, v'lo nira. Dim kein, lo heo yu yoytze meklal. You know what is yoytze before Alois? Da dain eni yoyim. Lekach nira kfirush rach, dem she'ol amud ha-shachar komar, avu mekadmi koydem ha-netzach amu. V'komar va dain eni ikos man tfilah. It's not the ikos man tfilah, but they were marked him because they had to go on the road, they had to travel, they davened before netz. So zog du mor avu de Shmuel v'Levi kavu boile meif kluucha avu mekadmi u'matzi. Now, Zman Krishma, it wasn't yet. It wasn't Mishiyakir. They davened right after Alois. 2 minutes after Alois. Not Mishiyakir. So they davened Shemana Esrei, and they were not Tzoymech Gula Tvila. Because if they would wait, they would be davening sitting down. So they said, it's better to stand and davened Shemana Esrei, not Tzoymech Gula Tvila. But at least I stood Shemana Esrei. So I have a Mekadmi Umatsi. Chavamoti Zman Krishma, when it came Zman Krishma later, Koru, then he read Krishma. Zogmo Kaman, Ki Hot Tana de Tanya, Hishkim, Lotzeis Ladech, if someone gets up early to daven, Mivin lo shofar, even though shofar you have to wait for really your yoytzer to be ever after lois, but you can bring him the shofar now. V'tekeah or lulav umenaneah megillah v'koygabo. So even though it's only after lois, like Tosi says, but it's still not the proper zman of netz. So kshigiyaz man kiyash ma koyra. Then when it comes man kriyash ma, then you koyra taka. Hishkim Leisha Bekogoin or Besvino. Similarly, if someone gets up early to travel on a boat or on a kogoin, Mispalo Yidavim first. Ukshi Yazman Kishma Koira, then you read it, even though you're not saying Gula Tvila. Reb Shimon Melaza Oimer, Benkach Uvenkach Koira Kishma Mispalo. No, you do not daven, like we said, davening before the travel. But ben kovekach kore kriyishma, you daven kriyishma first, only at the time when it's mishiyakir. Umispal, and then you daven regular, even though you're sitting down. In order, why? Kadesh yismach gula tefila. And that's the machloikas. But my komifligi, my sova tefila mu'ume de odif, it's better to davening shmane eshe standing up in your home. This could be halacha l'mais sometimes. First has to travel. What's better? Should I daven shmane eshe or daven shmane gula tefila? While I'm sitting. So ma'asav et tefillah mu'um ed'odif, it's better to daven in your home even after I lois to be the abedik man, but I'm standing. U'ma'asav mismach gula l'tefillah odif, it's better to be serving gula l'tefillah. And it's better to daven gula l'tefillah even though I'm sitting down. Zog d'gumoga. Zog t'aisus. Mismach gula l'tefillah odif. Milis pala mu'um ed, better than standing. V'hochi paski b'hag alochi k'reb shim ben lozor. That it's better to daven then standing up, but rather sit down and do it Sermik Gula. Umashma the Yutches Brochas Mutalis Palabederech. The Mahalach, it's clearly that, like we said before, of Sheshes, you're allowed to damage when I say while you are traveling. Veinzoch Lamid. Vim Toyma Umashma Havinenu, the Maskin Lel, the Mu'umed Dafka. That was the Machlokes before. Mu'umed. We said Havinenu is Mu'umed, right? We said Havinenu is Mu'umed, then Tfilik Tzor is Ben Yoylech, Ben Mahalach, Ben Yoshua, Mu'umed. Why is Havinenu different? V'yeshloim et eshan Havinenu shik Tzor. V'en kam bitul derech kol kach k'moy b'shmon esrei. There's a difference. At Tfilik Tzor, you can do more. After all, Havinenu is mokam sakona dik at Tfilah. I'm sorry, Havinenu is shloim mokam sakona. That's different between Tfilik Tzor and Havinenu. But Havinenu is akoponim, is a Tfilik, is much shorter. So if it's much shorter, so Mela, you can do it taka dafka me'umed. Let's finish the Gemara to the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Meremu mazut ave mechanfe be'asora b'shabbat edraglo. They gathered 10 people on the Shabbos of the Regel. That's when they used to give the drushas. Now the drusha was in a time that they, if they would have waited for after the drusha, they would have missed the zman of davening. So they gathered 10 people by the drusha, like this. Zok the Gemara. Meremu mazutra. So they davened first, and then they gave the shir. Ravashi matzli, b'hadi tzibura b'yochid, meaning the tzibur used to slip out and daven b'yechidus during the drashas. He also did that, he did a b'yechidus, miyushev, while he was sitting down. When he came home, he davened again standing up, mu'umid, meaning he felt that he wasn't really yoytze the tefillah, he did it a second time to be yoytze mu'umid. Amelie Rabbonu v'la'avid ma'akam reimer u'mazutra. Why do you do like reimer mazutra? That what? They gathered the 10 people and they davened regular, meaning to be davened first. Well, he davened afterwards, vice versa. He just did a meyushav dik tefillah first. But why don't you do it first? Amelu tricha lemilse tzaticha v'la'avid ma'akavu de Shmuel v'Levi. They also davened first. Amelu loy chazinu l'rabbonu k'shoy minoin da'avde hachi. Meaning to daven Shmoneh Esrei before Kriyashma. Vice says this all started this year. The getting ready started before Mishiyakir. So I didn't see Rabbonu k'shoy that did Shmoneh Esrei before Kriyashma. So that's why he didn't do it. Zogt Rashi, Rav Ashi hoy rosh shiva b'mosem chasiv v'doyrish. V'lo hoy mispal koinim beis hamedrash. He didn't daven before the shir. Ella, but when the Zman of Mishiyakir came, Kshemagia Zman Kriyashma, Loichesh Harbe Yachad Lemeturgman, he used to say a lot of the Torah for the Meturgman to repeat after him, so there was time for him to daven at that time. So, Loichesh Harbe Lemeturgman, Hoimid Lefonov, Uva Oicha Meturgman, Mashmir Lerabim, while the Meturgman was talking, Hu Koyreshma, he read Kshmir Kriyashma, Vesemir Gul Latvilin, Vesemir Gul Latvila. Umispal Meyushev. Now, this was all taking place while it was in the midst of the shir, while the Meturgman was talking, so he was saying he was davening Meyushev. Shloya Reutzel Lotzish, he didn't want to leave. Shloya Tiras Atzibel Lokum Mefonov. So he did not daven standing, but rather sitting. And that's what the Gemara says. When he came back home, he davened again Me'umid. So what's this second tefillah that he did a second time? Was this a B'Torah's tefillah because he wasn't Yoitz tefillah because he sat down? Or was it a Torah's Nedovah? So the Beis Yosef brings over here from the Mashmoris of the Tais over here that this second tefillah that he did was a tefillah medina, meaning it wasn't a dovedika tefillah. He held that he wasn't yoitz a tefillah because he didn't azar oifen. So it was a tefillah not mid nedove, but mamish because he sat at the yeshiva, so he wanted to do it again. So kvega is a kasha that what's bichlal the tzad. that because others argue, the Magen Avraham says that this was avada tefillas the dava because he yotzer b'miyushev. Like we said in the Gemara before, he yotzer b'miyushev. So Al Kocha, when he came home and he did it again, it was the dava. So effectively, Kiveiga, this whole ma'aser was talking about when b'Shabbat the Raglo, it was the Shabbos before Pesach and the Shabbos before Atzeres, before Sukkot, the Shabbos before the Yom Tovim. On Shabbos, effectively, Kiveiga, we don't do a tefillas the dava. We're not mispalin the dava on Shabbos. So, what's bechlal the tzad that it was a dove over here? Ivaita, he says over here, we see that on Shabbos, you have to be soimich gul l'tfila, because it's a shittas or zeruah, that you only have to be soimich gul l'tfila on his man of eis tzara, and Shabbos is not considered eis tzara, so mele, the soimich gul l'tfila would not apply. But we see from this Gemara, he was soimich gul l'tfila too. But that's a Kiveiga's kasha, that l'chayra, how you chayzim mispal b'teres nedova, what's the tzad of ain't mispalim nedova b'Shabbos. Unless you mechalik between the din of yoishim and the din of mahalach, meaning when a person is traveling and he's sitting down, that's taka good tefillah. But when he stops sitting down, yoishiv, so that he felt that you have to taka daven again midina, because that was a tefillah stam b'yeshiva, so that would have to do again. Okay, we'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph.